you feel more comfortable, they feel more comfortable. On the other hand, if it's something that is hopelessly beyond your level of expertise, then the Texas Rules of Disciplinary Procedure instruct us as attorneys not to accept employment in a matter that is beyond our competence level. So really helps you up front figure out whether you can or cannot help this person. But I still feel the more important than any of that really is trying to determine whether the matter is time sensitive. Because anytime you have people calling that need an S&T, chances are there are some Medicaid benefits involved with that. And so knowing up front if the reason that they're calling, and is it because their Medicaid is being denied or an executor is calling them and wanting to issue a check to a beneficiary, we want to prevent the unnecessary loss of this valuable Medicaid coverage, especially when you have programs that have interest lists that are years and years long. So on my little screening tool, if you will, I list a few scenarios that, and in parentheses, you say time sensitive. That way, whether it's you, the attorney who are taking these calls, or it's your staff, you want to be able to equip people who are taking your initial calls to get the pieces of information that you need. And especially, we just heard from the panel, I was taking some notes, talking about getting employees with exacting work. Teach them how to do that. Nobody can go to school to learn any of these things. And so all of this, but it can be taught. So these are the types of tools that you can give your staff to help them help you. Because if that frees up your time as a senior partner, or as the solo with a paralegal, it frees you up to do more billable, profitable work. Okay. So the next topic in my paper that I wanted to discuss is a client questionnaire. And I am a huge fan of client questionnaires. Anytime we are doing any kind of S&T work, it's going to require an enormous amount of nuanced information. And so I feel that a client questionnaire is a tool, if you will, that organizes all of that information into one nice place, one neat place. I'm a fan of getting a client questionnaire before that initial appointment because I can really be prepared and know a lot about that family and can really cut down on the time. I know who the family is. I know a lot of the pertinent information. And so as a caution, though, it's wise up front that if you're doing that, if you're getting these questionnaires before a person becomes your client, to warn them that you do not represent them until they are hired. And so on page 3 of my paper, I've got that cautionary language, basically that they are not a client until they hire you. And to Patty's point, that they're giving you very correct upfront information. And so all of that is very important. So the systems that you put in place can help meet your goals in that regard. Now, I understand completely that a client questionnaire can trigger a lot of discomfort and pushback and procrastination from clients for various reasons. People are coming to you at a stressful time in their life, or for whatever reason, this may be the first time that they have ever had to see an attorney, so they don't understand what you're asking for or why. They may have been procrastinating having these types of conversations because they don't like to talk about death or disability, or they just might hate filling out paperwork. So, however, talk about using a little bit of psychology here. All of that is going to tell you volumes about that client's willingness to give you the information that you need and their capacity to give you the information that you need to do your job, and whether they would make a good trustee if that's what perhaps the goal might have been. So if they're having trouble with the 10-page questionnaire, then it maybe being a trustee would not be a good idea. So it's believe it or not, you can just get a lot of information before they even walk in your door. It's crazy. And so even though you need a lot of information to do your job and to create this beautiful trust and this beautiful plan, we do have to be nimble and we have to be flexible and we have to help our clients get that information to us. And so you may want to consider if they give you that questionnaire beforehand, perhaps not charging for an initial consultation. Not that you're giving free advice, but that perhaps that might be an incentive. Or they can pay. You give them the choice. Either they can come in and not have to pay, or they can pay and not have to fill out the forms, what I'm getting at. Or they can sit with your paralegal and them can fill it out, and you can charge for that. But you've got to be flexible in getting the information that you need. Perhaps you have them only fill out certain sections. Say maybe one section is more important than another, and you really want that information up front. Well, then direct them to the pieces that you want. I usually tell people it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be totally filled out, but just do the best you can. And of course, the sections you have questions, we'll absolutely talk about that in that first appointment.